forgot to introduce ourselves. I'm Sharon. That's not even my name on this platform.
My name is Queen Joy.
And I am the host of this lovely show.
And I am Nardos, the guest always and forever.
From upstairs, awesome. Okay, it feels like it's been a while.
It has been a while. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Last week's episode also feels like very distant.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to see. Last week's episode was definitely more entertaining than this week's one.
Yeah.
This week's was very, like, yeah.
Honestly, I don't really remember last week's episode like how I felt about it emotionally.
Last week's episode was the grown-ass man episode. That was the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah. All I know is I really enjoyed it. I honestly don't remember most of what happened in it, but I remember I loved it. Wait. Okay, so I think... So the episode started with the grown-ass man challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys had to do the whole, like, fighting. They did the spelling test, which Bennett just failed at.
Yeah.
The math test, which he also failed at.
And then the breakfast.
Yes.
And bed test.
The breakfast was the last thing, which he excelled at.
What did he even give her?
He did the whole breakfast in bed thing. So he got in a robe.
I don't think the food was special, right? It was just the way that he...
Yeah.
That he went into the bed with her.
I might be wrong on this. Maybe I'm making this up, but I think he made an eggs Benedict.
Oh, yes.
For her.
No. It was on a... He made, what's the name of that thing? Beignet.
Oh my gosh. What is a beignet?
It's that, like, donut. You can look it up.
Because remember he said, I was asking you, like, how could he have gotten a beignet? Because
say. I actually need to, like,
I learned about it.
Say this because I don't know how to spell it.
It's
a beignet.
Oh, you can say things into it?
Into Google search, yeah.
It's a French word. It's B-E-I.
Beignet. A beignet.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, okay. A beignet. A big knit.
New Orleans. That's where I first had it.
And
there's a place called Café Beignet. That's, like, very popular.
Oh, wow. And what's inside it?
I feel like it's just a donut thing, but it's really good.
It looks like it has, like, something stuffed inside
it. Yeah, like, I don't think this is not something he could make. I feel like he bought it. Which is why I was like, where did he get it from?
Oh, interesting. Because this is, like, cook time, like, 2.5 hours, 3 hours. I don't think he would have had that much time.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
and then
pretty fancy.
He wooed her.
He said something like, I think I'm making this up, but I think he said something like, even though we're not in France or something, give you.
Yeah, he seems to really like France. He keeps making a lot of, like, Paris references.
Like, very cultured.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
but, like, he has a specific thing for France because he keeps making French references. Even in his song for her today, he said, you don't need to have gone to Harvard to do something in Paris with me. So he made a reference to Paris in his song today as well. And then, yes, then they gave him the grown-ass man award. Not expecting it at all, given the rest of the challenge was not going his way.
And Ed became, what is the title?
Man-child?
Man-child, yeah.
Man-child.
And he was given a baby doll.
That baby in the right hand is such, like, a power play. Like, show this woman that you can take care of a child, albeit fake.
He was carrying that
baby around
everywhere.
Yeah.
I was surprised, actually. I thought he would just, like, leave it.
Oh, no. I would send him home for leaving that baby.
What do you mean?
Play along.
I know, but, like, even in, like, the randomest things where I thought, it's forgotten by now, he's still holding it.
He has to. I would be so upset with him if I watched these episodes and he didn't have the kid. Just play along.
I know.
I don't like people who can't play along like that.
That's not what I mean. It's like the next day you're still carrying it around. It would be normal for me if you like forgot it in your room or something.
Okay, so that's you. Me, I want you to still be carrying
it. This is not a challenge where it's like,
I know. I don't care about this.
I was so surprised, like you're still holding this.
And that's exactly what I personally would want. Like,
I feel like he was doing it because I think he was carrying it around because he wanted to bring it along on a date. It's fine. I understand that. But I was so surprised that he had it.
Also, all of this probably happened over a space of like one day anyway. Because the episodes are so drawn out. But I mean, as far as like, I think if he had gotten the baby today, I expect him to still be carrying that baby until the next rose ceremony. And then we can start again. That's when rose ceremony is when we press reset every week and just play along, you know? Get into the...
I'm not playing along. This is too much.
Okay, that's too much for you. For me, it's the perfect amount of much. But yes, and then so Ed, good person to have lost that challenge, honestly. I think he played it very well. Was Riley on that date? No, Riley was on the date today. Because all the guys who didn't get dates last week got dates this week.
Was that the last date they had then?
What?
Was that the last date before the...
The rose ceremony? Before the what?
Before the group date that we saw today. Not group date, the one where they had to compete.
Yeah. And there was like a one-on-one date, I'm sure. Just hold on. Let me go back. But, okay, let's take this one step at a time. Okay. Yeah, and then they had a group date after that, and then they had like... dinner with her, and that's when Bennett stood up and was like, oh, I'll take you. And then she was like, okay, give me a minute and I'll talk to the guys. And then she talked to the guys, and then Chasen immediately swooped in after she was done talking to the guys, like starting off the night. And then that's when the drama started spewing among the guys.
Okay.
Because they were upset with Chasen. And that's when Ed was like, he fake. No. As in, that's when Ed and Bennett had that conversation where Ed says to Bennett,
Oh,
I think he fake.
Oh, I'm really forgetting. I feel like they had that conflict with Noah. But I'm like, No.
Noah was not yet involved in this. Noah was like a cherry on top of the cake.
Okay.
And then Bennett reports. Why?
Bennett threw him under the bus. Bennett
exactly.
Said something about Ed.
Yep.
Something Chasen. And then Ed and Chasen started fighting.
Yeah. So Bennett, like Ed and Chasen already had like, yeah. Bennett threw Ed under the bus. And then if he had not said anything, the whole Ed and Chasen thing would not have been a thing.
I know. And the fact that he just threw that in and then like disappeared.
Exactly. He was just absolved from the whole problem. Yeah. But clearly it's coming back to bite him in the Noah episode next week. But yes, so I have written down consent is sexy, well done. Do you remember who that was?
I think it was Brandon.
I don't think Brandon was on that date though. Anyway, whatever.
Ben?
Maybe, I think it might have been Ben. Y'all, consent is sexy. Just ask. I remember like last summer, I did pre-departure orientation for kids who were coming to the US for college, and we had like a panel with current university students and like incoming freshmen. Wow, you're really tired. And like either we were talking about the whole like sexual harassment issues and how some things that pass in Zim, that things would do, that people, guys would just do in Zim and like with no consequences would get them into big trouble while they're here, and how they should always just ask, like always ask it. And this one boy was like, so even if I want to kiss a girl, I should ask her. And my man, yes, ask her. Like, y'all, consent is so sexy. Like just saying, can I kiss you? Changes everything. Just ask.
Yeah.
So whoever did this, I think it's Ben.
Yeah, I think it was Ben. I can't think of anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then cute Ivan did the blindfolded strawberries. with
Why are you calling him Keith Ivan?
Cute Ivan.
Oh.
Baby Ivan. Keith Ivan. No, Baby Ivan did the strawberries.
That was very uncomfortable. I did not enjoy
it. It was very cringy. Like, we just turned and looked at each other and we're just like, ugh.
I know. And it's like, this girl, I haven't seen her so far not liking anything that somebody has done, even though we've like reacted negatively to it.
I think she's just being respectful.
I know, but like, yeah, what? I guess she is, but like, I feel like Claire would have just said, oh, I didn't enjoy this or
not
something.
Just Claire is not our bar.
I know, but like, even with how I feel about Riley, I wish sometimes I'm like, is she really not seeing the cringe in what he's saying, or is she just like, you know, being nice in the way that she talks about
and she
him?
she still keeps him around.
I know. I just want to, like,
because I feel like I would have just been like
some of what I'm feeling in her.
Yeah, I feel like with Riley I would have just like smiled along and be like, oh, you're so sweet, but I'm sending you home, because I'm very surprised even Claire kept her around for that long. But Riley is Riley. But yes. And then Jason called Ed. Jason is also not a good person to fight with. He's so rude. He said, you're holding a baby and you have chicken legs.
Have we talked about Jason and how he called, he just keeps calling her a smoke show?
No, that's coming up in this episode.
Sorry.
But yes, Jason is just not a nice person. And then...
yeah, he's just very immature.
Yeah. Such a kid.
He expresses...
it's like, my name is Wolverine. That's what my friends called me. It's like, come on, dude. Like, how old are you? And then Ed goes and, like, snitches to Tayshia about what's happening with Jason.
What he said... what he told her basically was that he's not here for the right reasons. Something
Okay. Yeah. You shouldn't do that. Like, people who snitch never win. If your end goal is winning and actually having a shot with this person, don't snitch. Let other people do that for you. I guess maybe Ed is other people in this case, and Bennett also. All these people, and Noah. These people will not win.
Yeah, it must take a lot to just, like, keep quiet and hope that
She'll see him
for who he is, or whatever you think he is.
Yeah. But a part of it is also like just trusting that she'll make the best decision. The truth always surfaces up. Even if it ends up surfacing up after the show, it's unfortunate. But it will end up surfacing up, man. But I guess
I understand their frustration, and even I feel like that's what's being foreshadowed with Bennett right now, him thinking that. How they're feeling with about Noah,
mm-hmm.
and how they keep saying like, he's not right for her.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like anyone with... I think the problem is that we also, like, the reason why even in these shows they end up choosing quote-unquote the wrong guy is because we see things that she's not seeing, you know?
Exactly.
And we have, like...
and in a way, they interact with each other more than she does with them.
Mm.
So...
they know each other better.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so I can see them feeling like responsible, or like feeling like they need to tell her because she obviously can't see.
That's real. That's fair. That's fair. I guess that's the whole premise of The Bachelor in Paradise. Is it? I mean, I haven't watched any that they just like stay together and there's no like one bachelor or bachelorette. Mm. And it's like we're living in community. We all know what we know about each other. Mm. But yes. Also, what?
Yeah, so the thing with Jason was that he's been using the same terms to talk about. And I feel like that's so stupid. Honestly, okay. It's like when you feel like there's something off about someone, but you don't have like concrete evidence.
Yeah.
So you just like hold on to whatever. The fact that they're saying, you know, he's using the same words.
Yeah.
I feel like that was such a petty thing.
I feel like
obviously it would be a big deal for her, but it's not like in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Blake also hasn't really.
But I feel like if it's just like general stuff, like, oh, she's beautiful, it doesn't matter. But if you're using like specific terms, like, oh, I swear, Chase, and knowing you, man, coming up with the phrase smoke show, it had to be something like,
she's a hoti patoti or whatever. And he was using the same phrase over, and it's like, are you kidding me? If you're gonna come up with such specific terms, you have to change it up. And I think actually at some point in this episode, I don't quite remember it, someone, Dama, I think, writes her a poem on their, like, I think the night of the rose ceremony when they just meet to chat and he pulls her aside. I think he writes her a poem, and very similar to today's episode with the writing of songs. I am just not a fan of that stuff. Like, if we are still dating, don't write me a poem. Don't write me a song. Because my thing is, with those things, I want you to write something that is not generic. I want you to write something that could only ever apply to me, first of all. And second of all, I need to know that you're being genuine in what you're saying. And if you're going to be saying, like, you are the most amazing person, blah, 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 and we've only just been dating for 2 days, I'm sorry. No.
It's a big deal,
especially. I'm sure. But I would not. I would absolutely not like that. It feels very... I don't like disingenuous words. Because that's all you have to communicate with me, is mostly just words. So if you're going to use them, they better be truthful. But yes. So that was poetry, which I think is a no, no, no. And then... Wait, someone said I started thinking the last few days that I'm really attracted to you or something like that.
Remember.
It was one of the front runners. It was.
Yeah, I feel like.
Was it? I keep saying Ben.
It was.
I don't. Oh, well, maybe.
It was someone on like a one-on-one.
Yeah, but anyway.
Remember, yeah, but that was funny.
That was very funny and odd. But to be fair, also they only known this girl like 3 days, so. I suppose it's fine. Okay, and then we're like, oh, who's she gonna send home? And then she sent home Jay, which I was very upset about. Jay was the one whose date was interrupted.
I know, but that's
by Black. A Balake. That's what it's called, Balake. And then, yeah, and then who else went home? Mantal went home. The one guy, the other new guy went home, the real estate guy.
Yeah.
Jay went home. I don't remember who else went home. Yes, that's 3 guys. That should be all of them. And then, yes, I feel like she's attracted to drama. Not that she's attracted to it, but she's happy to create it.
What makes you say that?
Because of the whole incident with the wrestling match thing, where, I mean, like, her inviting someone to come and fight for her heart after, like, Ed couldn't fight. I completely understand that, you know, Chasen needed to fight someone. But for her to go ahead and invite Noah to the date, I think it was very short-sighted of her to not realize that that's going to create tension among the guys.
Like, yeah, but I don't think that she was intending on creating drama.
Yeah, but it was very short-sighted of her. So maybe I shouldn't say she's attracted to drama, but it was... I think the whole Noah situation is 100% Tayshia's
fault. I feel like... Yes, but... Also, she has a very limited view of what is going on. And to her, this guy impressed her from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
right?
Or I mean, she was just like, oh, he's funny. He's yeah, in trouble.
Yeah. And then he just, like, keeps doing these things. So, like, keep in mind that she doesn't know any of the things that are happening in the house, like, any of...
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, but regardless...
And, like...
But I mean, yes. In that instance, she shouldn't have, because she knows, even if she doesn't really know exactly what the guys are thinking personally, she knows that all that these guys want to do is spend time with her. And they will obviously get upset if someone takes away from that time. I think what she, I don't know, I don't think she should have invited Noah onto that group date at all. Like, I think it was very unfair for her to invite him. And then Noah also was like, I will take advantage of this opportunity that the Lord has given. And on the group date, he was the first one to take her away and chat with
that was
her.
Smart.
So, yeah. I mean, I guess he had to shoot his shot. He didn't really... It's not his fault, honestly. Wow, it's so loud out today. Let's see what else. Imagine kissing that mustache. Ew.
I know.
I'm so glad
also, she
got him
shaved. She just keeps kissing everyone.
Yeah. She's attracted to them all.
I feel like it's because... Yeah,
because the only other bachelorette I've seen is Claire.
Mm-hmm. And Claire only kissed, like...
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know.
Two people.
It's just... I was saying earlier, like, it doesn't feel special when she kisses people. It just feels like, oh, it's like the end of the date, I'll kiss you kind of thing.
Yeah.
I never feel like, oh, this means something.
Yeah, but you can tell the ones that are special. Like, I think, like, her kiss with Brendan was very sweet after their one-on-one. Mm. And then I'm not convinced, I was telling this to you, that I'm not convinced that she's particularly, like, physically attracted to Ivan. I mean, that kiss, I say, I feel like you should be able to tell that, you know, she's really... That kiss kind of felt like, yeah, it's the end of a good date. I feel like I should kiss you, or we should kiss. I feel like it's very similar to what happened in Labor of Love, as I was saying. With, like, if any of you guys have watched Labor of Love, where this girl was down to these two great guys, one of them named Stuart, who was, like, a stable adult man, like, super, like, comfortable in his, like, in terms of financially and just a very stable man. And the other one was Kyle, who was a bit younger, but, you know, she felt more physically attracted to Kyle than she did to Stuart, even though Stuart was clearly the right choice if we were just looking from the perspective of who's better to father a child at this point. And so she ended up choosing Kyle because she unfortunately didn't have a, like, that's romantic connection with... Yeah, the premise of this show is to find a father for a child. But she ended up choosing Kyle, and of course they broke up. So, I mean, I feel like that's what might happen with Ivan. Like, she has a really good connection with him and they get along very well, but I feel like at the end, he might not win on the whole, like, she really wants someone who she's, like, super attracted to in that sense, and not just someone who she's comfortable with.
Yeah.
So he's the Stuart of this show, I think, and unfortunately that's why I don't think he's gonna win.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has all the right things, but unfortunately I just don't think it's gonna work out for
what
him
do you
in that
think
regard.
She is, like, attracted to in that way. But Noah somehow.
Ew. Excuse me, I did not say ew. It's just because I did say ew, but it's just because I don't like Noah.
I know, but him and Spencer.
Okay, please explain the Spencer good-looking thing to me, because I don't get
Spencer
it.
Spencer is good-looking. I don't know how you don't see it.
I really don't.
He just has that face, and his eyes are so, like, strikingly blue.
I don't get it. I think he's attractive, but I just don't see the whole, like, conventionally attractive, always, like, I wouldn't particularly go for a guy who looks like Spencer. Like, I...
Okay, but in terms of who she's attracted to, and yeah. I don't know how she feels about, what's his name, Ben? They keep saying to each other that they're, like, they are guarded.
Yeah.
With each other, and I don't know what that translates to.
I think it's because she was really attracted to him, and she was kind of, like, scared. Or, like, she is worried about, like, maybe he's, like, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's the, like, attraction. I don't want to say it's, like, such a strong attraction that she's scared of it. But it's kind of, like, you're scared to be vulnerable with this person because maybe he doesn't come off as, like, someone who you immediately, like, trust or you feel too comfortable with.
Mm.
So I think maybe that's where her guardedness is coming from. But I think she's really into Ben.
And maybe also Brendan?
No. Brendan, I think. Oh, I think she's definitely I thought she meant, like, guardedness with Brendan. No, yeah, she's definitely attracted to Brendan, and he's so cute. Oh my gosh, when Noah was talking to Brendan and was like, I don't know if she goes for quiet guys. Like, you really don't know who you're speaking with.
Brendan was going along.
Exactly. Such a cutie pie. But yes. Yes, that's Brendan, yeah. And then who else? Let's see what other relationships. I'm sad. I'm kind of sad, honestly, that we didn't get to know more about Joe. Get to learn more about Joe, the Asian guy. Oh. They just sent him home. And, like, yeah. The only screen time he ever got was that time when he ate with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad.
And, oh, the nicest thing he said when he left. He's like, I was like, you are an angel.
Yeah.
You're gonna get some beautiful, beautiful woman, and you're gonna have beautiful babies, and you're gonna be a wonderful husband, and it's gonna be great because you're a wonderful person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm worried that Noah and Spencer are gonna make it far.
Ugh, I don't think Noah's gonna.
I feel like it's gonna come down to someone who is. They're both new guys, right? It's Noah and Spencer. Mm-hmm. Someone who's like actually good for her, and versus someone that she's just like excited about.
Yeah, I feel like that happens a lot. Again, like late romances.
But then like, again, I don't know who's gonna be a late romance. I feel like she has something with all of them, like even if it's small.
Yeah, but like something's gonna like bloom late. That's what always happens. Like one of the relationships just like boom, boom, boom. Like very late in the game when there's maybe like six guys left. Then all of a sudden someone who we thought is just there because like the others were a bit worse and so they're still here. Yeah, all of a sudden just shines. Right, yeah. Like Ed could end up being like someone like that. I like Ed. I don't like see them together, but I like Ed.
He's fine, I guess, but I don't like that he's very confrontational.
No? I like people who speak their minds.
Why are you always in some fight?
No, it's true. Maybe it is a bit much, but I'm glad. I like that he like speaks his mind and won't just.
Like, for example, people who've never been in a fight, Ben.
I agree. I love Ben, man. And I remember, I just can't get over, like, what he did with Claire on the first night. And he was the first bachelor out. And it was just like, do you want to take a few breaths? Oh. I was just like, yeah, you're the one.
Okay.
Like,
the fact that Ben, it was so sad that Ben waited for her. I don't know if we...
Waited for her when... No, you can go ahead.
In their group dates, waiting to have the final one-on-one. And she just, like, ended it. And when she said to him, what did she say to him?
Yeah, she said, Ben, the night is over. That felt like a teacher, exactly, a teacher and a child. Being like, are you serious?
That was so sad. And then even when he went to explain himself later... Okay, in the moment I was like, why aren't you just telling her what was going on? But I felt like it was nice that he wasn't like, oh, but this is what I thought. He just like let it be.
Yeah.
It's good.
I mean, it's a good way to apologize, right? It's like not putting in excuses. But I think she might have appreciated to know what he had planned instead.
I mean, he like said it a little bit. Like
he was like, I was going to take you away towards the end of the night, but then we ran out of time. But then it makes it seem like he just was gonna like do whatever with her, just like sit down and talk to her. But he had like a whole thing planned for her, you know, and I feel like she would appreciate knowing that, especially given that right now her trust in him was like fleeting, right? So she's
maybe they cut it.
I don't know. I feel like they would have showed that, and at least
he sounded really guilty.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, because you.
Not like he was in the right.
Yeah.
He just generally did something.
It was a good apology. It was. That's how you should apologize. It was good. But yeah. Let's see. And then Ivan.
Okay.
I was gonna move on to the next episode, today's episode.
Okay, then. I don't know if this is. Anyway. Yeah. In terms of like who she has like really gotten to know. It's definitely only Ivan and.
Who got the one-on-one last episode? Didn't Zach? Wait, no, Zach couldn't have gotten a one-on-one. His one-on-one is coming in the future. Was there a one-on-one last episode?
Yes, but Brandon.
No, Brandon was like two episodes ago. Maybe there wasn't a one-on-one last episode.
No.
But anyway, whatever. Don't want to say too much on it. Then Ivan got a one-on-one today.
Yeah, so the only people are Bennett, Brendan, and Ivan.
And whoever the mystery one-on-one from last week was. And I loved their date today. I was like, this is what I want in life. Just someone to like chill with and play board games with and play The Floor is Lava with. And just be relaxed and like comfortable in each other's company and cry with. Like, I love when Ivan started crying, I was like, yes, yes, yes. And I love that he doesn't have, like, in fact, I was listening to an episode of the New York Times Daily today, which is the episode from this last Sunday. The Sunday read is called Man to Man. It's a pretty long episode. It's an hour and 20 minutes. Wow. But it's basically talking about, it's confronting a lot of, like, male identity. And I absolutely loved this episode. That this guy runs the entire spectrum from being the guy who's, like, super rowdy and causing trouble and getting expelled from college to moving to the city and realizing that he is also attracted to other men and dating an older man. And it's just like, and he talks about how when he was growing up, his father was, like, super macho man and held the idea of, like, a cowboy as the ideal. And in a very literal sense, they would sit down to watch compulsory cowboy episodes on the TV for the father to, like, teaching them, like, what being a man wow. means, you know. So, and he was talking about how, like, he learned that breaking down the whole, like, these masculine ideals are actually pretty toxic, and at the end of the day they're just, like, toothless dogs that just bark but can do absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely loved that. And then coming into this episode today and hearing, like, Ivan just, I was just like, I love you. He just, like, didn't try to put on any of, like, the male bravado or whatever. Yeah. Like, even when they were playing, like, The Floor is Lava, he was just, like, playing along with her. And I was like, yes, this is, like, what the world needs. I absolutely loved today's, her date with Ivan.
This is kind of a tangent, but I was also listening to maybe a 30-second video before I closed it of this woman explaining why this move towards away from, like, masculinity is bad for the US. And she was saying, oh, like, if we're going to, like, if we continue this way, we're gonna lose our strong men, and that is gonna lead to the breakdown of the family. And you know what happens when like, children are raised by single mothers and stuff, blah blah blah. And I was just getting so frustrated.
It's very unfortunate. I think people are so threatened by things that, I don't know, I think change is scary for a lot of people. Or, like, maybe not even change, but, like, the unknown. Or, like, veering from what you know to be the norm is very, like, scary naturally for a lot of people. But then, it's hard. Also want to be, like, understanding of those people. But at the end of the day, it's very detrimental to everyone, unfortunately. And good for those people who are able to move past toxic masculinity. And we had a great conversation this week about gender and issues of masculinity and femininity. I really enjoyed that conversation. Okay, and then Nod was absolutely, you seemed to absolutely hate that date between Ivan and Tayshia. No, Tayshia. I keep calling her Tayshia. The one with, like, the pillowcase fighting.
Oh, I mean, no, it the was pillow just fighting.
It really did seem like that pillow was so cut extra. Open.
Yeah.
And then also,
I'm just wondering I've always wondered how those things even happen.
Yeah.
Are your pillows actually made of, like, fake feathers like that?
There's some feather pillows. We used to have feather pillows in our house growing up.
Yeah, but the way that they were just, like, creating a mess.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, okay, it wasn't that. It was the fact that it looked so staged.
Yeah.
The
I mean, she lifted it and the feathers were flowing out already.
Yeah. Like, that whole thing.
I mean, normally it's like you, like, just keep hitting each other to a point where the pillow rips.
Yeah.
That's when the feathers come out. But this was, like, staged.
Yeah, I know.
Completely.
It was like, let's create a pillow fight.
And then you also didn't like the whole, like, stepping on the, because at first they had their shoes when they were standing on the couch.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
But that was nice.
Yeah. And then I wrote down Bennett, oh no. What did he do?
Yeah.
Bennett, oh no! Like, in all caps, what did he do?
Is it the poem?
No.
Hmm?
No, this has to be after all the like stuff like that. Anyway, whatever. I don't want to like dwell on it too much. Okay, and then Riley brought a relationship contract.
It's like he has the only personality he has is him being a lawyer.
I don't think so. I think he has a lot of personality. He's just very...
I don't want to say it to be... He expresses everything in a lawyer form. Everything that he said till now sounds like some...
Yeah. Okay, so maybe like his lens is like... He views a lot of things through his career. But I think he has personality. I think he carries
it's almost like... It's like he views that as his selling point.
Of course, and if you have a successful career, I would do too.
I know, but it's almost like to remind you all the time that he's a lawyer, that he just keeps saying all these like.
I mean, what other time did he say that? I feel like
he always says it. It's like everything he says is.
I don't think so. I think this episode specifically is like the one where he was kind of big on the whole lawyer thing. I think before this, he just presents as very, as a good friend called it, hood. And I think he carries a lot of like his background with him, and it like shapes a lot of like his personality. Even when he was talking about like where I come from, we call boys like you lunch meat. I think that's just like him still like.
He's talking to her. And Claire as well. He used to...
Oh, like all his pickup lines and stuff.
Yeah.
Are all, yeah, you're right. They're all very career-centered. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a... Yeah, that is definitely a mix of the two.
He's saying a lot of, like, rehearsed jokes and statements that just don't land well when he says it.
Yeah. I think so. I think it's probably... Yeah, there's probably a lot of, like, practice that has gone into those lines. But yeah, he's just not my cup of tea. I'm sure he's one of those that will also find a wonderful woman who loves all his pickup lines. And so all the best to him. He's who I think is going to get eliminated next episode.
You think so?
Yeah, because I mean, I think him and Blake might get eliminated next episode.
We also still haven't seen anything with Easy.
Yeah, yeah. I really hope more comes from the Easy stuff.
I think it will, because we saw that preview where he said I'm falling in love.
Oh, but that might as well. No, just don't stretch that thing, please. It's like for my AirPods.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And I think that was not like a one-on-one thing. I think it was probably just like a group date and then pull aside or before the rose ceremony. And I feel like I think he might go home. Because I don't think Tayshia, she hasn't developed a relationship with him. So, or he could be the late bloomer that I am looking for.
I think she's doing a good job of allocating time with people. Or so far, I haven't felt that like any one person has gotten a lot of time. Or like even with her dates, I feel like with Claire, she used to just ask the same people on dates over and over again.
Mm. She had her favorites and she would just stick to those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree in that it doesn't seem like any one person has had a lot of time, but it does seem like a lot of people have had no time whatsoever. And those are the people who keep going home. Like Kenny, like the guys who went home today, for example, like Kenny, Jordan, and who else went home today? And Joe. Like, those guys got no time. See, you don't even... Twice. It's because he got, like, no screen time. It's so unfortunate. Yeah. And then the end point of today's episode was our boy... Oh, I keep calling him Nick. Our boy Noah. angering Miss Tayshia.
Yeah. So he went and told her that some of the guys are questioning her judgment... Because she gave him a rose and are questioning the fact that she gave him a rose and thinking that she's just doing that to create drama.
Yeah.
And it's so annoying. He's so annoying. He's the one trying to create drama. And like the way that, at least, I don't know. I'm just so frustrated with him.
Yeah.
And it's like Easy and Bennett
I think we're the ones who were responding to him yeah. when he came to talk yeah. to them.
Yeah, and Jordan a bit, but Jordan's just a soft-spoken kid.
Yeah, and it's like, it's clear that there are some people who don't like him and who probably like told him that they don't think he's a good person or he's good for Tayshia or something.
Mm.
And then he just twisted that and made it seem like they were questioning Tayshia and her choice to give him a rose.
Mm. Yeah.
That's how it seems to be. And then I don't know why she also just like got so angry. It's like she just took him for his word, you know? Like she didn't even ask them to, like, is there anybody who wants to clarify or something? Maybe she was expecting it.
I mean, it was very personal. Because the way he framed it, it was like a personal attack on her, so.
Yeah. So I think she was probably, like, going to confront them, she was probably expecting someone to clarify it. I don't think she wanted to be the one to ask, like, can someone explain what's going on?
Yeah.
But still, the fact that she's just taking what he said and, like...
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And she was like, you could tell all those boys were so scared. When she came and she's like, you can clearly see I'm upset. I was like, wow. Yes, girl. Tell him you're upset. Yeah, she did well. I'm glad that she chose Ed over Jason. I'm glad Ed is still around. I like Ed. He's a cool dude. But yes, there's been a lot of background noise in today's episode. First it was like the cars outside the motorcycles. Now it's the shower running upstairs. But yeah. Such have been episodes 6 and 7 of The Bachelorette. We probably have like 4 more episodes. Max, I would say, because then we'll take maybe 5. 4 or 5. And then that's the end of the season. And then we'll be meeting Matt. Well, I don't know if I'm gonna watch this season. I probably will. I probably will watch this season. Yeah.
Do you know him from before?
No, I don't. But this is how you get to know them. So then now I'll know whoever's coming next time. So.
Yeah, but I'm really liking Tayshia.
Yeah.
I wish her the best. Can't say the same for Claire. But I wish Tayshia the best.
Awesome. Okay. Can't start to myself. Please stay for a while now.
Yay!